Welcome to today's coffee break, everybody. It is the 21st of June, 2020. Happy Father's Day to the dads out there. Hey, everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Cheers.
I know all their Solbu, fathers.
Solbu, BP9, and now we've got you. You're logged in as Doug this time.
Yeah.
Lanceman 63 is with us here.
I prefer to go to my real name.
Yeah, okay. Doug is here.
So, as I mentioned in the chat just before we started, I
have you're not even going to let me do the intro?
You just did the intro. That was it, wasn't it?
The community coffee break here at Category 5 TV is your opportunity to hang out with myself and some folks from the community. We'd welcome you to join us and just go to our website, category5.tv, and scroll down the homepage. You'll find the coffee break and all the information on how to connect and when to connect. Solbu has something to talk to us about. Hey, Solbu.
Yeah. In the first coffee breaks, sometimes I was in the kitchen making coffee, and when the wireless headset that I used doesn't have a microphone, so I could hear you, but yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But today I have a new set.
Oh, you have a wireless? Yeah. Oh, is it the same?
Wow,
is it the cool. same wireless?
Those are nice. Yeah.
Or did you buy another one?
No, I did not. I have a friend visiting me from my old town, and he gave me those as a gift after the house. So.
Very cool, man. Those are cool.
Well, hello, Solbu's friend. He probably can't hear you either.
About $100 or something.
Wow. So. They look like a gaming pair.
And the sound is all, and the sound is excellent. It has a good bass and so.
So are they connecting to your computer through Bluetooth?
I'm not sure actually. It is a USB stick.
Oh, it has like a receiver.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. So does that show up as a separate sound card?
Yes.
Very cool.
Ooh,
nice. Latency seems perfect. Like it's like perfectly timed.
And this,
microphone, the microphones often can just move them up. When I do that with this one, it turns itself off.
Oh, neat.
The microphone.
Privacy mode.
But so if you want to still, you can still hear though, right?
Yes.
Even when you turn the microphone up.
Yes, I can.
Very nice.
Very cool.
So we can't talk about you when you walk away anymore.
Today I'm actually going to make myself some coffee. And
he can communicate actually, back with us. This is great.
And I have a question for you, Solbu. When you're making lunch, when you're making that yummy sandwich that you're making, what is it you put on that sandwich? Since you're back there anyway.
He's going to be able to give us the recipes now.
Say again, Solbu?
Ham and cheese.
Oh, that's all? It looked like you put so much more on there than...
It's because we looped it.
But,
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, got it. Okay. Well, I like the Cuban sandwich myself, so I like a little more than just ham and cheese on there.
What is a Cuban sandwich?
A Cuban sandwich, it has more layers of meat. I get it at the local deli.
Would that be like what we call a Dagwood?
No, it's got three different types of meat on it. I think it's turkey, pork, and there's one other.
There's almost certainly ham, I think.
Yeah, turkey, pork, and ham, I think, and it's got a sauce that goes with it. I've had them before. They're pretty good.
Mm.
Yeah, the one that I get is at the local deli here, and they put it on a Cuban bun, slice the bun in half, open it up. There's cheese on it. There's mustard on it. There may be mayonnaise, I don't remember. And it's the it's also those three meats as well. It's just very yummy.
Oh, I think they have a version of mayonnaise that has something else in it. And it's actually from Cuba.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It is a sandwich that comes from Cuba. If you Google Cuban sandwich, you'll find out what it's all about.
It's funny because Ken Jennings just yesterday was talking about this Cuban sandwich, I'm sure of it.
Oh, really? Oh,
I'm pretty sure. So this is really weird. On Twitter. I'm just going to bring up Ken's Twitter account.
Well,
I,
I,
I, I swear it's true because I saw a picture of this sandwich and I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks amazing. Could it be that you're actually talking about the same sandwich?
It may well be.
No. Is that Jeopardy, Ken Jennings?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it may well be. I mean, this, to my knowledge, is a local.
Let's see if I can.
Well, look, I can see that.
I'm not even kidding.
Put my pine book up against the screen too.
So this is Ken Jennings on Twitter says, for all those wondering, this is Nestor, the Cuban sandwich I just ordered, legally, of course, from Un Bien. We share no blood, but he is my life. Huh. So can you guys?
It's a little glary
to make out.
No, but I can call it up easy enough. So, what's the name on the Twitter account?
Twitter.com/KenJennings, and the post is from June 18th. I just feel it's like so weird that you're mentioning the sandwich, and I'm like, oh yeah, Ken mentioned that sandwich.
Is it all one word, Ken Jennings?
That's right, Twitter.com/Ken, KenJennings.
Okay, let's just call it up.
That does look good. So it looks like it's got like sautéed onion.
No, it doesn't have any of that on it.
No, one does.
Maybe a classic Cuban sandwich does, but the toasted local deli, no.
This is torture. This is torture.
It's good, though. I have not had lunch.
I have not had lunch.
Nor have I.
I hear my Father's Day meal is coming tonight. And I'm gonna, there are some slow-smoked ribs on a smoker for me somewhere.
Oh, baby.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Peter just joining us. Hi, Peter.
Hi,
Bobby. I wondered who was making all that noise. I thought it had to be Peter. Morning, Peter.
You have been together a few times when you can hear who's joining based on what kind of sound they make without saying anything.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Father's Day, Peter.
Happy Father's Day.
I'm having trouble making it. I can hear you rustling, but I can't hear you speaking.
I'm having a meal now because it's not just
that's better.
Now.
That is better, yeah.
We had a problem yesterday, a big family problem. Again, Robbie.
You had what problem?
A family problem.
A family problem. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, hang in there, Peter. Yeah. You know, one of the I like to say that the coffee. Whoa, hey, dude. I like to say that. All right, let's just let him fidget. All right. I was trying to say, Peter, I like to say that our community coffee break is a chance for us to come together and just, you know, we all have cares in this world. We all have stresses and frustrations. I do. You know that I do. And it's a great chance for us to just kind of throw those aside and just hang out with some people that are into the same kinds of techs that we're into, and we can talk about stuff that doesn't bring us down, you know? And these days, I think we really need that, because these days you turn on the TV set, you turn on Twitter, you turn, other than Ken's sandwich, it's all negative.
Which I'm drooling over right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Looking at that, and oh, my, it's good.
It looks
mighty fine.
So welcome to the community coffee break, Peter, because this is where we can throw it all down.
I can't hear any of that.
Yeah, I'm having trouble, Peter. Sorry, Matt.
I'm hearing lots and lots of rustling and
that's
movement and stuff. Maybe you're on a different microphone.
No, is that better now?
Yep.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, I said I talked to them. I think I've sorted their dinner out. At the moment, we got the tower sorted out. We sorted the windshield out here the other day. The man's not coming to duty. Did you see the thing I posted about builders? I thought that just for you. That was.
I did see a cute kind of commercial that you posted on our Discord. Yeah, that was silly.
Those Brits. Every time I think of Irving, and he knows that he was a bad. But anyway, my health's coming on Tuesday instead of Monday, so that's a bit of a good show.
So you were saying last week on the coffee break, you were saying you were going to be working on your antenna. So this is like a, you said it was like a, how many feet tall was this thing?
I was about 60 feet tall.
60 feet tall.
Yeah, and it's about 30 meters across. 20 meters, long, about 20 meters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's basically huge. That's huge.
It's for Akron.
Sounds like a Yagi or something, is it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a 6'7 Yagi. Okay. It's a 6'7 X7 Buckley Skull.
So
it's a very directional antenna, Robbie. So he can point that antenna to various. So it's not just a long wire which would broadcast in all kinds of different directions. The Yagi is a direction you can point in specific directions.
Right.
Is an antenna you can point specific directions.
Yeah,
increase the signal strength.
We used a Yagi at Studio D in order to point it directly at the cell tower. Mm-hmm. So it just made it so that the signal strength for our internet connection was much, much better.
This is a 3-band, the one that was on 3-band.
Oh, yeah.
So it's quite big, and it's quite heavy as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Trying to break it the other day, but we think it may be eligible. So we're working on it now.
Oh, did it come down?
I told you, didn't I? I wrote an email, remember?
Yeah, but you didn't tell the community, and I would never violate your trust, Peter.
Okay. What happened was we tried to put the air up, and we had a slight problem. Something gave way, and the whole lot came down.
I almost died,
and so did the other person. You know, I talk about Mervyn, my man Mervyn was there, got there.
Yeah.
And it bent the bottom element very much so. But I've been looking around for aluminium tubing, 1/4 inch.
Oh, wow.
And you can't get it for love or money anywhere. But I managed to get up here the other day and landed on Altar 30. But the problem is that because the guard are coming to cut the grass, and it's blown everywhere because it's all in little bits everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Peter. Well, I'm glad you appear to be okay. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm a bit shook. I was shy.
Yeah.
I'd had a brandy after, I'll tell you that. Because it was shaky, yeah.
Yeah, I would have had a brandy whether it went well or not.
Yeah, well, you know, but I've been up many a tower, many an antenna, but that one would just give me the shit.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Last week you said you weren't going to climb. Did someone else climb for you?
We end up with both of us climbing. I'm afraid I did, yeah.
Mm.
And is everybody okay?
Everybody, the other person's okay at the moment.
Okay.
I'm glad to hear you guys survived that. But
the winch got stuck up in the tower, and we had to had to go and run into the tower.
Man.
To get the winch out of the town, get it to a prayer. A friend of mine came from, went to university with, and between the two of us, he's a mechanical engineer, and he's older than I am, but older than me.
Dear me, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, he's 70, about that old, and we, between the two of us, we, on Saturday, we got it sorted out. So,
good.
So hopefully we try to put the element back onto the tower on Tuesday. Hopefully, anyway, it does go on. It's just a lot of money.
So we have already had the discussion here, and Marshman isn't here with us today. But I've got my little 5-foot ladder sitting in the foyer there, and I won't even stand on that. Right, like without somebody spotting me and without knowing that I'm safe. I won't even stand up on that. I've got to get up and get some lighting up in the studio. But, well, I'm glad you're okay. And that just goes to show, in hindsight, because you and your friend are okay, it's like it can be over in a second. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to be real. I mean, be careful, dude. I'd hate to lose somebody from our community to something like a fallen tower.
The problem is you don't get any help from any of that.
I know, but you just can't take the risks. Like, look at me in the studio. Like, we're so delayed, but I'm not taking risks just to get it done. You know,
it puts from X, Y, Y, Y to actually put from a week to do it.
Oh boy, that don't even go there. Ah, but Mary told me to get the antenna done. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, state, but I did work some in the States on the long bill while the other day a friend of mine in West Virginia, now tonight, the other day a friend of mine, so it was a record before. I don't expect that, because it would be well down from the natural area. It's going to be at least 10 dB down, 20 to 15 dB down, at least anyway.
I'm glad. Yeah.
I won't do that.
Peter, yeah, you be more careful, man. I've got to hand the floor over to BP9. BP9, how have things been going for you? You've been getting into any tech, playing with that new Pine book that arrived a couple weeks back?
Oh, sure. I've been, well, the screen's blank right now, but yeah, I've been having all kinds of fun with the Pine book. But
have you
said there's that sandwich that you there you that go. That you we're pointed both, out?
And actually, I'm holding up my this is my Pinebook Pro here.
There
so
you go. We're both looking at the same.
We're both looking at Ken Jennings' sandwich on a Pinebook Pro.
Yep.
The rubber sandwich is a lot bigger.
I have pretty much switched to the Pinebook Pro now. I hardly ever fire up the old laptop anymore.
And have you?
This thing is so much more powerful.
You immediately put a different distro on there, though, right? Like you got Manjaro out. What did you do?
I replaced it with Xubuntu.
Yeah.
Because the reason why is because I like the Xfce for window manager.
That's like my love for GNOME too. So, right. Which is
everybody
Mate.
Has. Now, I know, and Marshman's not here to defend himself, so I've got to be careful what I say. I know that Marshman doesn't like a whole lot of choices. He says, I wish everybody would just stick to one standard. I say, no. I'd rather have choices because, Robbie, you get to stick with Manjaro and KDE, and you can stay there or with GNOME or whatever it is you prefer.
Yep.
I get to stick with Xfce, and we're all happy. We've all got the same basic subsystem underneath. Mm-hmm. Except I found some issues with upgrading to Ubuntu 20.04.
Yes.
A lot of the utilities that I use, well, I say a lot, some of the utilities that I use, any that depend on the old version of Python, I think it's Python 2.
2.7, yeah.
2.0 are no longer available.
Right.
You can't run them anymore because Python 2.7 isn't there anymore.
It went EOL in January.
Right, and the tool that I like to use is called CVS to Git. It is a it converts my CVS, my old CVS repositories. I did not do Subversion because I hate the branching paradigm in Subversion. CVS is pretty close, and Git seems to be the golden solution at the moment. So
even Microsoft uses Git nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Better than what is it? Code service or whatever they call it, or source safe. I call it source unsafe. But anyway, that's a whole nother story.
To clarify, Microsoft owns GitHub, not Git.
That's true.
Git is the application that powers GitHub.
Yeah, but Microsoft are using Git for all their...
Yes, but they don't own Git.
No,
we use Git, but we don't own it.
Yeah, but my point is that Git is so powerful and so excellent in how you use it that even Microsoft, before they bought Git, they switched their entire repository onto Git.
I see.
And I'm still working on that. I'm still converting from CVS to Git. I have hundreds of repositories, half of which I've converted so far. But when I upgraded to Ubuntu 20.04, I was not able to continue with that migration effort. I had to now. It's a Rube Goldberg machine now, which I set up this morning. I have NFS exports on the main machine, and I have, I still have on the Pinebook Pro, Ubuntu 18.04, which is the latest, and it still has CVS to Git on it.
Yep.
So I'm running CVS to Git on the NFS mounts, which are mounted to the main to directories on the main machine. It's a bit Rube Goldberg, but it's at least working. So
I've run into the same problem. Sorry, Peter, you're getting a lot of rustling there, so I have to keep muting you. So if you unmute yourself, don't rustle your microphone. I've had a similar issue BP9 with NEMS Linux, where I'm always trying to be bleeding edge, and so I've been trying to get off the 2.7 branch of Python for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And the problem is I've got applications by third parties, because a lot of the tools are just open source applications that I've ported over to NEMS. They are not following suit. Like Adagios, I'm really concerned about the fact that Adagios is not keeping up with Python. So like NEMS Linux 1.6 was supposed to have Python 3.8, and Adagios still requires 2.7. which is a big problem. So I've actually had to hold back my distro to 2.7 in order to allow those third-party applications to continue operating, which is a big concern.
The comments in CVS to Git specifically say that this does not work with Python 3. Don't do this with Python 3, it won't work.
But that's a problem, because Python 2.7 is dead.
Yes.
I know there are some who will say, no, it's not. It's an old version, and it should be replaced, and they've been trying to get rid of it. The Python developers have been trying to get rid of it for many years, and now they finally put their foot down and said, okay, it's over, and the distros are following suit, so now it's only 3.7, 3.8 available in the repositories, but now all your old programs that didn't follow suit are not
working. Yep.
That's a problem.
Exactly right.
That's your question, Robbie. How do you do Windows? You can get stuff.
Yeah, Peter, I can't answer that today on the coffee break. You'd be best to post that in general on our Discord, or send it in as a viewer question. As far as Windows goes, I don't use Windows. I don't do any programming on Windows. I'm not the guy to ask. But I do have to hand the floor over to Doug. Doug, what have you been up to?
Well, Friday morning at 5:03 a.m., my third granddaughter was born.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well, is Grandfather's Day, is Grandfather's Day a thing? Because happy Grandfather's Day.
Well, thank you. I don't think there is a Grandfather's Day, but...
Well, there is now.
It means I am a father, so yes. I take the Father's Day wishes. Go. Thank you. I also got a new Roku, I've been playing with that.
That's cool.
What my original Roku went EOL, I think, in February.
All right. I've never had a Roku die.
I had that one for probably about 10 years, so.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were that old.
Yeah, they sent me an email saying that your Roku is not going to work anymore because it won't take the new update.
No way. I guess that's the problem that they run by building such a diehard device that just works and goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, it lasted a long time.
I hope that we're not going to run into problems with the old channel, because they have been after me to reprogram the channel, and really want to.
It's already having problems, Robbie. Good point. Well, the thing is, to get it to get it on demand, you get it off YouTube or even off the Cat 5 directs you to YouTube, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, replaying off YouTube's no problem at all. And getting it live off YouTube is no problem at all. But it's only the live broadcast that has issues.
Our Roku channel doesn't use YouTube at all. That's against the terms of service for YouTube. But our on-demand uses Vimeo as its back end, and I have AWS as a backup. If Vimeo is down, it rolls over to AWS.
So ever since you moved to the new studio,
isn't that weird?
Showing up,
so it's got to be a weird latency thing with the new internet connectivity. It's a strange thing. So I need to do some testing. I need to get. That's my excuse, Doug. That's how I'm going to justify buying a new Roku.
Okay.
Well, if you need some help with that testing, Robbie, just let me know.
Thank you very much. Yes, I definitely will. Sorry,
no, I'm going to send you a link on Twitter about the Cuban sandwich, too. I found something in Wikipedia.
Perfect. Just don't let me see it before dinner, okay?
It's probably not.
You want them smoked ribs, don't you?
I really do. Yeah.
I'm quite sure my Cuban sandwich that I get is not the original Cuban recipe, but I will.
I was watching a program about Australia the other day, and there was a couple of aborigines up in the West Country, and they were making didgeridoos. They were running around stark naked, where they were all holding on bachelor the trees and see which one was okay. So they got this.
I just heard BP9, didgeridoo, and
stark naked. So the Australians apparently are running around playing didgeridoos in the buff. Talk about that, BP9.
The Aborigines do that all the time. That's what they do.
This is your culture, man.
They were making it. They were trying to put out their makeup. And one of the brothers born old when he would eat sugar chatty, and he got his tool kit out, you like this, that, and then he got his tool kit out, pulled his angle grinder out, and some aradite, stuck it in, that'll do, he said, and I did to wait three, a couple of hours, and everything's right. Next moment, he was playing the thing up here, where they...
But Peter, didgeridoos are not made from, with angle grinders. They are made from tree trunks, and then they use termites.
Needless to say, I have added to my list naked didgeridoo crazies. So that's going to show up in the show notes.
I am never going to unsee that image again, Robbie.
You got to be careful.
Now it's for the entire internet to see.
Peter, you got to be really careful with late night cable.
They get that didgeridoo. The men there, they did redo. That's what they were doing. And
coming up next, Australians dance around with their didgeridoos in the buff.
Video at 11.
No, it's got to be 2 a.m.
Yeah, 11's too early.
Oh, well, guys, it's been fun having you here. I'm going to be here working at the studio throughout the course of the week, getting kind of things set up. I was here with my wife, Becca, yesterday, getting some things unpacked, getting things organized a little bit. It's looking like if we just kind of chip away at it together, because she can be here with me because we don't have to socially isolate between us, we'll be able to get some things done. The following week is interesting because the following Wednesday is July 1st, which is Canada Day here in Canada. And that means I've got a day off work, which means I'm going to be here basically a full-time day without having to go to my day job and see how much I can get done. So that's where I'm hoping to get some lighting up and things like that.
Try enjoying your holiday, Robbie. I mean, don't. You know,
yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, a midweek holiday, though, I don't need it, right? BP9, honestly, so I am going to take this weekend, I'm going to take some time. I'm going to take the kids and my wife up to the cottage. Good. And we're just going to relax and just take it easy. So really, really looking forward to that. This afternoon, with it being Father's Day, they're all at home right now. Usually my daughter would be here with me to produce the church service in the morning. Mm-hmm. But she didn't come in with me today because I guess they're getting ready for whatever Father's Day festivities they have for me. So we're going to watch a movie. We're going to do a family movie night. We're going to just relax. I'm going to get like barbecue sauce all over my fingers and face.
Yeah.
So it's going to be wonderful.
Robbie. Take a photo.
All right. I can't.
We want pictures, Robbie. We want pictures.
I can't touch my phone. I could use my robot. Because with the robot, you just go like that, and it counts down from three and takes your picture. So then I don't have to get any sticky stuff on my phone.
Yeah,
so.
We want pictures of you with barbecue sauce all over your face and your fingers.
So, all that said, just please keep in mind, next Sunday, I will not be able to do a coffee break. So I'm trying to do this every week, and there will be the occasion like that where, okay, so next weekend, I am taking my family to the cottage. I'm not going to have internet connectivity, so I can't be here, and I can't even remote in to be able to turn on the feed for you guys to host it yourselves. So we're going to take a week off from coffee break. Yep. I'm going to miss yous, but I'll be here on Wednesdays, and I'm also going to be vlogging on the Kickstarter and the Patreon. So make sure you're following those and checking those videos as well. So have a wonderful week, everybody. See ya.
Enjoyed it. Enjoyed
take care,
Robbie.
Everybody.
Take care.
Take it easy. Bye, Peter. I'm trying to, I can't unmute him. Why can't I unmute you? There. Bye, Peter.
Bye, baby.
Take it easy, man. Stay off tall things.
Bye, Peter.
Bye, Peter.
I'm not going to be anymore. See you in 2 weeks, guys.